Kieran, I suppose the number one emotion is disappointment right now, because you've obviously stepped out of the All-Ireland race, but what is the general thought?
Michael, we are very disappointed. We would have liked to have been playing in 2 weeks' time, but it wasn't to be. And we're disappointed, but there is an element of pride in the boys. You know, it wasn't to be today, and the better team won in the day. But the boys have worked very hard this year. Like, they've come through an extremely competitive Ulster Championship to get to an Ulster final, won an All-Ireland quarter final, and beat today would be probably a better team. And I would probably safely say the two best teams in Ireland probably are in the final now. Cork would be better than us today.
And like, he's got a really good start to that second half. He won 5 Cork kickouts in a row and had them in all sorts of problems and in a really good position, and possibly their goal changed the game, I think 41 minutes. So it just shows you how things can change.
It's all those things. Every passage of play is important, and we were in the attack at that stage. Probably felt we should have had a free. I'll never see it in the replay again. Maybe along the line, maybe you get them emotions you think they should be. Felt we should have had a free one side, and a short time later, the ball was in the back of the net. But look, that's not to say that that causes the defeat. Cork were very strong, very physical, very big, and look, they're very dangerous up front. But as you say, yeah, we that played a time when we went one up from 2 down to 1 up. I felt like we had grabbed a lot of momentum and we were going really, really well in that period, and very, very flat. Look, it is a game of passages of play, and whenever they hit the net and they kept us in for a few kickouts and they got a few scores off that there, it felt as if the game was slipping away.
When you talk about pride in the group, like the way Mainers works, the families go on a journey, the players go on a journey, it's sort of a wee cocoon of a thing, but like, it's been a long way and you're probably hoping they've taken loads out of it.
Oh, exactly. It is a journey for the families and for the younger brothers, younger sisters, cousins, aunts. Everybody's gets a chance to jump on and follow out there, especially when you get later in the competition. And every one of those lads from 34 we had in the panel, they worked really hard. They tried really hard. They gave maximum effort. They done everything that was asked of them. And the clubs, their families and the county should be proud of them. It didn't go their way today, but look, they give a huge effort to be there.
And it's not for now, but eventually you hope these guys step further onto their club senior team, under 20 group, whatever happens next, because I was chatting to Rui Amin in there, just like, Mainers only really at the start.
That's exactly. I'm just out of the changing room with a lot of disappointed lads on there, a lot of heads down, and a lot of boys that just aren't feeling the best at the minute. And we have to.
It's only natural.
It's only natural. We have to build them back up again. That's exactly what I said. That it's an early stage in their football development, and there's a lot of learning to do. There's a lot of talented footballers on there, and some of them will definitely go on and represent Derry at under 20s and senior level. And some of them will go on to big careers with the clubs. And it's all part of that process. And like, yeah. Derry would love to bring as many new fellas out of that their team as possible, and time will tell, but there's quite a few of them capable of it, and will develop well.